The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
My mission today is clear. To wake the dead. So let freedom's song rage. You're not abandoned. You're not alone. Last day warriors, arise from yesterday's ash and raise your fist with us. We are the army that's charging upon the land. Defeat is no longer an option. It is victory. We stand.
Good morning, Jeffersonian.
How's everybody doing this morning? You're here with the mouse and the bear. The mouse is back from...
I survived those Yankee hordes.
Yeah, I was down in Anderson River Park Sunday and at a church in the park, and we could hear the guns firing from way over at Hawes. It's pretty neat. Everybody's sitting there looking around going, what is that? I'm going, don't worry, it's just cannons. And they're all like, well,
it's just cannons? Cannons what? No, the coolest part about the reenactment was the fact that the air show was going on. And four or five times during the second battle on Saturday, they flew right over us. And we kept calling them our Air Confederate Cav. Because they came from the Confederate side. So obviously, they were on our side, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I'm just saying.
Did they do any strafing runs?
It was really cool, though. So if you did go to the reenactment last Saturday... Mark Baird was there. I was there. Terry and Sal made it out.
Yeah, I heard there's a lot of fun. Pretty good complement of cavalry out there.
Yes. Oh, two horse-drawn cannons, one on each side, which was a first, and lots of actually mounted cav, and tons of more Confederates than Yankees the first day.
Huh.
Yeah. And so the second day, I ended up fighting Yankee for the first battle for their scenario, and so it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it
does. For those of you who are wondering, no, I'm not loyal.
Yeah.
I like to win. But it was a lot of fun. We're going to be out there again next year. So,
yeah, it sounds like it's turning into a pretty decent annual event out there at Hawes.
Yeah, there was, I want to say we doubled from last year. So there was probably a good 150 soldiers on the field, not including horse.
Not bad.
Yeah, so it's getting big. Next year we expect another doubling effect, so...
Good. Well, yeah. You'd think that kind of thing would be popular up here in Jefferson.
People it is.
People into that kind of stuff.
The only catch, it's kind of expensive, but it's tax deductible.
Wow,
so if
you
want your kids to get community service for their school, Civil War reenacting is part of that, and they get to shoot guns. So I haven't met a kid who says no.
Yeah.
But...
Well...
Tons of fun. But yes, I'm back. I'm still alive.
Yeah.
I'm aching.
Yeah,
I
and
feel
then,
old, but...
We got to move on from here today up to Trinity County for a town hall.
Yep.
Yeah, Weaverville.
At the Victorian at 4 p.m.? Is that the time and place?
I believe it's 4 p.m. You know, I actually had it written down, and it's sitting on my kitchen table right next to my breakfast plate.
Did you eat breakfast?
Some of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some of it.
But no, we will be up in Weaverville, and I'm sure we'll get a phone call here with all of the details.
Yes.
To tell everybody, but we'll be headed up there.
Yeah.
Come up to Weaverville, hear what the state of Jefferson has to say, throw tomatoes at us, whatever you want to do, you know, but come up.
At least make them fresh, involved. Though. Fresh tomatoes are preferred.
Yeah, fresh tomatoes? Yeah, well, yeah, we could reuse them, I suppose. So,
but.
And we do have a lot to dig into and tear into. Of course, it's a bill signing week from the state of California.
It is, and they've signed quite a few.
Well, yeah, there's 66 of them that I know that
okay, I didn't know there was that many. Holy moly.
So, and still doing my due diligence, tearing through those. I do know a couple of the specifics. I know now that the state of California believes they can come and seize your firearms on an unconfirmed restraining order.
And the sheriff here in Shasta County is very concerned about that because of the liability on the sheriff's department, therefore the county.
Yeah.
So... It'll be interesting to see how that one goes.
We'll be digging into that a little bit today. And
what about the per mile tax?
Yeah, that's a definite per mile. For those of you that don't know, you will be paying per mile tax on your vehicle in the state of California now.
Mm-hmm.
On top of your fuel tax and your registration fees and your anti-car theft fee and all those other things. So
yep.
we'll be digging into that as well. And the other one, too, that I've been trying to warn people about, When we talk about the state of Jefferson, we have a lot of government workers, you know, state workers that are very concerned about their pensions and their retirements and things like that, which is, of course, they should be. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's a very practical consideration. And what we've been telling people is that you would probably get a better deal out of the state of Jefferson because we will honor your contract, yeah. we will honor your retirement, and your funds would be safer in the state of Jefferson than they would be in California. Because in the state of California, how the fine print reads is that if CalPERS defaults,
yeah.
then the local municipalities are on the hook for paying those salaries.
Which is the county and the city.
Which is the county and the city. And if the county and the city bankrupt, well, then...
they can't pay you.
You become an unsecured creditor and you go to the back of the line.
Yeah.
You know, and what just happened in Stockton, the city of Stockton declared bankruptcy. The bankruptcy court just this week declared that the CalPERS fund for the workers of the city of Stockton can be used and will be used to pay the debts of the city of Stockton. They are taking the workers' money. They are taking the workers' retirement funds and emptying that out to pay the debts of the city of Stockton. And the workers who have spent their whole lives trying to build their retirement are going to be – they're screwed.
Holy crap.
They're taking their money. These people who have invested their whole lives are going to the back of the line for their retirement funds.
And in light of what we talked about this morning, Robert and I, privately before the air,
yeah.
that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, whether you support the state of Jefferson or not, you know, pay attention to what's going on out there, guys. I can't think of anything more insidious to work your whole life
and
have it all taken away from you by the state out of the bad policies and mismanagement of that state or of that city or of that county.
Okay.
So be aware of that because that's one of the most horrible things I could imagine is having your whole life ripped away.
Yeah. Well, you're going to lose your home. You're going to lose your vehicles. You're going to lose everything.
Yeah.
I mean, yikes.
And we've heard rumblings of counties that are talking about default entire counties talking about bankruptcy in the state of California. You can go and research yourself. There are numerous cities in the state of California.
Isn't it up to like 30 different cities are on the verge of bankruptcy?
Well, there's several that have declared bankruptcy.
Yes.
And there are ones that are on the verge. And these are major cities. We're talking cities like San Jose, San Diego, Oakland.
Wasn't Stockton where our chief of police came from?
It is. So... I'm curious if his retirement funds were affected any by that. I don't know.
I think it transfers to the new
It should have transferred over to here.
So he's probably thanking his lucky stars.
Yeah, I bet. You know, and anybody that's in that CalPERS and STERS, man, you're in trouble. Because we probably know more about what your retirement's invested in than you do. Because most people don't pay attention to that.
Yeah.
They are invested in European debt. They're invested in non-asset based paper, basically,
yeah.
junk bonds, yep. all of these things that are getting tremblings. And
well, a lot of what they had been invested in was the bad loans for the housing market that crashed.
Yeah,
so they're still trying to recover from that, but they're buying up debt in order to do it.
Yeah,
which is ridiculous. I mean, it's like you guys didn't learn the first time.
Well, that's unfortunately. That seems to be a problem in California is we like to repeat the same mistakes.
Yeah. And we don't even wait a generation.
We don't.
We don't even wait a decade.
We don't. We continue to elect the same failures. We continue to, we just repeat the same thing. And that is the definition of insanity.
It is.
And another one that we would like to talk and get people's opinion is there was a poll done on Fox News, and I don't know what your opinion of Fox News is. I know my opinion of Fox News. I barely pay attention to it. But they did a poll, and they asked people if you could kick a state out of the union, any state, what would it be?
California.
53% of the people nationwide said California.
Amen.
The next closest was New York at 25%.
Yeah.
But
really, the only problem with New York is New York City, though. Well, in Buffalo and Rochester, but mainly it's New York City. Even Albany's not that
well. There's a lot of people in New York. You know, we've heard rumblings there now that they want to learn how to separate upstate New York.
And that's where we live. That's where we were stationed before. So yeah, I know all about that one. I just bring dissension everywhere I go.
Yeah, just spreading it.
Yes.
But I mean, how telling is that? That out of you've got 50 states to pick from, and 53% of the people still say, if I could get rid of one state, it would be California.
Yep.
You know, but people that live here still want to cling to California.
Yes, this notion of, well, we're better than everybody else because we have all these programs.
Yeah.
Well, your young people are paying for those programs, folks, and they're not doing too well at it, so.
No, it's getting harder and harder every day. Yeah. You know, as you and I were talking before the show, how do they expect people to make it?
Yeah.
You know, why is it that you can take home more money on welfare than you can working at a job? So.
Yeah.
And I think we better be scooting out here for our first break.
Yep.
And as always, the first segment is brought to you by Jefferson State Store, www.jeffersonstatestore.com. They have fantastic gear. They've got flags. They've got buttons. They've got hats. They've got sweatshirts, T-shirts, license plate holders. They have got all kinds of great stuff. www.jeffersonstatestore.com. Go there, get your gear, and keep checking it. Don't just go check it once.
Yeah, there's always new stuff on there.
Oh, yeah, they're always getting new stuff. And
Hildy's amazing that way.
She is. They continually restock. So
if you want to call in, too, you can call in at 605-4567. Talk about anything that we've mentioned already, or we're just going to fly right into it by ourselves. Mm-hmm. And as always, if you're not hunting, we are in the chat room at KCNR1460.com.
And even if you are enjoying this last weekend of hunting season, you should be around the campfire right now drinking coffee listening. Go hunt later.
All right. We'll be right back, folks. I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocritics. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politics. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
The Reading Rodeo Association's 5th annual Cowboy Up Think Pink event. Join us for a steak feed on Saturday, October 11th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. The fun starts at 5 p.m. with the No Host Happy Hour, followed by dinner and dance music from Northern Traditions. Come bid on items in the silent and live auction to raise funds for NorCal Think Pink Breast Cancer Awareness and the Reading Rodeo Agriculture Scholarship Program. Tickets at Tri-Counties Bank on Hilltop Drive in Reading or online at readingrodeo.com.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Wow. Welcome back to the jungle and the Jefferson State of Mind.
That's it. There's welcome back the to the jungle. Know what you're walking into when you walk into it.
Yes. Yep. I prefer a jungle rather than a concrete jungle, though.
I do, too.
I'll avoid the concrete jungle any day.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of it myself. Doesn't move right. The ground doesn't move right underneath your feet.
No.
It just doesn't. It's weird.
The thing that always gets me is I like to look out and see grass. And a tree that actually is supposed to be there. Not like one of those little frilly palm trees.
Yeah.
I'm talking about real trees, like oak
I have
trees.
Never understood why we put palm trees here.
I hate it. They're water resistant. Blah, blah, blah. But there's only one native
do we have a
palm
lack
tree
of water?
In California. Not North State.
Yeah, we don't have a lack of water up here. I mean,
if we have a lack of backbone, though.
Yeah, if we dump it all in the ocean, we have a lack of water. You know? And then that's one of the things that's going on.
Yeah,
and, you know, another thing that is coming from the state of California is groundwater regulation.
Yeah.
Here we go. So,
water meters on our wells.
Well, and not only that, they get to regulate how much you can use, you know, what they can charge you with. They
but
may
it's
charge
so
you.
Vague.
They may not.
It's pretty much what they did is they wrote it so vaguely that it'll fail. Mm-hmm. It won't get any better, quote unquote, better. And then they'll have to come in with sweeping regulations because they already have the foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've lost all of your rights to your own water.
Well, that's it.
That's what's going to happen.
It's
but they do with everything.
Yeah, it is. And it's absolutely in the law that the state of California deems that the local water board is not handling the situation appropriately. The state of California water board can take over.
Mm-hmm.
So they set them up for failure. They give them no regulation. They give them no guidelines. They give them no framework to create this.
Yeah.
They let the local municipalities pay for the infrastructure, and then the state of California decides that they aren't doing it appropriately and come in and...
kind of sounds like healthcare.
Yeah.
Just on a state level instead of a federal level.
So,
yeah.
And to let everybody know, the meeting in Weaverville is at 6 tonight.
Yes. Thank you, Rob's grandma.
So, okay. Well, we've got a caller that's wanting to know about the car tax, and we are still digging through the... specifics of it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be going into effect January 1st, I believe.
Probably.
And what is going on with it is you will be required to go to DMV and show a person at DMV your odometer,
mm-hmm.
and they will take a reading on your odometer.
But don't they need to be an expert in reading the odometer? Don't we need a new position at DMV to do that?
Probably in some training programs.
Okay, I'm just making sure because I don't want somebody unqualified checking my odometer.
You know, before long, we'll probably need a whole new agency.
I know, like the odometer vehicle registration agency. See, the aura. The aura.
Yeah, the odometer police.
Yes.
Or something like that. But... actually, we're still digging through the specifics of it
mm-hmm.
because, believe
it's
it or not, we do
well.
A lot of research. You know, unlike some people who have commented that we just kind of wake up one morning and decide to go play in traffic and accuse us of not fact-checking or, you know, just throwing allegations about for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
We actually do a lot of research before we talk about anything. Did I say doo-doo?
You said doo-doo.
Well, it is kind of doo-doo when we get accused of that.
I know. So. It bugs me so bad. For those of you who are unaware, we broke a story earlier this week, and
some
people were really angry about that.
The Shasta Lantern did.
Yeah.
So.
Of which we are a part of.
And one thing I would like to point out, unlike what is trying to be put out there by the paper that shall not be named, that story had absolutely nothing to do with the state of Jefferson or the Tea Party or anything else. It just had to do with the Shasta Lantern reporting on a story.
With the help of the FPPC.
With the help of the FPPC.
Yes.
So, but getting back to the car thing, we are still researching the specifics, but what it looks like to us at this time is mm-hmm. you're going to have to go to DMV. You're going to have to show them your odometer every year.
Yep.
You're going to have to come back and re-register your vehicle, as you usually do at the end of the year, show your odometer, and then they are going to record the mileage that you have driven and tax you per mile.
Yeah. How much are they taxing, do you know?
Don't know that yet. Still trying to figure that out. And, again, we make the assertion, who is that pointed at? Is that pointed towards urban people that have access to public transportation that only have to drive a couple miles to get to work or get to a grocery store or to a movie theater or, the hospital or anything else, mm-hmm. whereas we rural folks actually have to drive somewhere to get somewhere.
Well, I'm also thinking, you know, not everybody lives in the city of Reading either. You got Palo Cedro.
Yeah.
Shasta Lake. Yeah. Igoono. Millville. Shingletown.
Yeah, all over.
This is not for people living in San Francisco.
Yeah. What about a student that lives in Shingletown or Bernie or Fall River Mills just driving to Shasta College and back every day?
Yep.
What is that going to do to them? You know, just another poorly thought out regulation. Or maybe it's not so poorly thought out. You know, the more that I look at it, I think
it's very calculated.
They know exactly what they're doing.
And the thing that makes me really mad about this per mile tax is the reason why they have to implement it is because they were so successful at putting people on the smart car crap.
Well, yeah, they did.
They're not getting enough taxes off their fuel.
Yeah. Oh, and also know that the per mileage tax is going to be on top of the taxes that you pay for fuel. And
which is going up 17 cents in January.
Well, it could be more than 17 cents.
It probably will.
Yeah.
I was being generous.
It's a minimum of 17 cents.
Yeah.
And they're saying upwards of 80 cents.
What?
A gallon.
Another dollar on a gallon?
Yeah, pretty much. So they're increasing your taxes that already exist. They're adding a whole another tax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yet everybody keeps saying, what are we going to do without California's money? What
and that's money? The thing. Because of a personal situation going on this week, the more that I think about it, the more I go, please, government, stop helping me. Please stop helping me. That's like Hunter trying to fold my laundry. It doesn't work. It's not going to end well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's just not going to help. So please, government, stop helping us. Please. Yeah. We don't need you. We really don't. We'll do so much better without you.
Well, that's the thing. What are we going to do without California's money? California's money is your money. It's your money mm-hmm. to start with. So the question should be, what are you going to do with your money? Yeah. If you actually got to keep your money, what would you do with it?
That's a very interesting question.
Pay bills, keep the home you're
pretty
living
much,
in.
Yeah, pay the bills. Yeah, keep the home we're living in.
Put food on the table.
Yeah.
You know, I think the days of being able to set aside a little bit for your kids for college and things like that are gone.
You college? Know. I'm not even going to ask my kids to go to college. What's the point? They're not going to get a job.
Well, another one that we get hit on in the state of Jefferson. What is public education going to look like? Well, as far as higher education, we want to find different solutions.
I want vocational schools. That's what I want.
And
those are the only people getting hired.
And the ability to find different ways for paying for that. Higher education, because I am not a big fan of kids coming out of college looking forward to their future and being further indebted to the state.
The average student coming out of college is in debt to the tune of $75,000.
Yeah. And then you add in the $30,000 plus that they owe on unfunded liabilities and things like that to the state
of
California.
The interest on top of all
the
that.
The interest on top of that. And then mm-hmm. you move on to the federal debt and their share of that. This is the future that everybody, you know, that's opposed to this thing is running around screaming that we have to hold on to.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that really gets me is a lot of our older generation of folks don't really realize the cycle that they're creating for the younger generation. For example, a 22-year-old graduates with a 4-year degree in something smart, like computer skills.
Yeah.
You know, because in the event of an EMP, that's still realistic.
Yeah.
Okay, so they've got all these nice computer skills. They're 22 years old. They got their whole life ahead of them. But they've got, let's bump it up to $100,000 that they're going to pay off over the next 10 years. That much debt? You think they're going to buy a home in the next 10 years?
No, they can't.
So how do you have your first starter homes get bought in their 20s? They upgrade in their 30s, upgrade in their 40s. You want to retire, but there's nobody to buy your house now.
Yeah.
How do you retire? You have to hold on to that until that younger generation has enough money to buy it. Oh, unless the housing market completely crumbles and you're selling it at about the same price that you bought it for. How did your investment go? So this is cyclical. This is not just, oh, these poor kids, they shouldn't have gone to college and gotten that much debt. No, this is going to affect everybody down the line. All these taxes, if kids aren't paying off their credit card bills, they're not going to give out loans for other things because the banks are going to be so strapped. That will affect you. That's the way it is.
It is. It's an absolute race to the floor.
Yeah.
Because economically, you can move in two directions. You can't stay static.
No.
You can't sit still. You've either got to go up or you got to go down.
And a lot of people are going down. Your entire middle class is going down.
Mm-hmm.
the entire thing.
Yeah.
We're not raising the poor up. We're just making more poor. And so the government goes, oh, we got to step in some more.
Yeah, and make
and
it
when
worse.
They do that, it makes everything worse.
Yeah. So
we're downers today, aren't we?
Well, we are. Like I said, it's bill signing week in the state of California. It's kind of hard. It's election season's getting ready to rock and roll.
I hate election season. I really do.
Yeah. Well,
it's like everybody comes out and has an opinion. And it's like, oh, where were you 3 years ago?
It is our due diligence. It is our vigilance. And the funniest thing that I find is often during election season, the most vocal are the ones that don't vote.
Yeah.
I still don't understand that logic.
Tatanka just piped in and said, well, you need a good crisis to take control.
That's true. That's true.
Gotta love the chat room.
Well, California is expert at creating crisis. I mean,
but if you live in a crisis so long, is it still a crisis, or do you just learn to live at, you know, up to your eyeballs in water?
It's self-inflicted wounds.
It is.
It is. I mean, basically, the state of California is a cutter. It, you know,
I was thinking that. I'm like, I wish my grass were emo so it would cut itself.
Yeah. I mean, for those of you that don't know, cutters
are... That's a young term, yeah.
It's a young term. There's this whole group of children that are growing up, and because of depression and anxiety and things like that, they actually cut themselves. It's a form of mental illness.
Well, that started a little bit before me.
And one thing I would like to address, okay, is a lot of the older generation goes, oh, well, we didn't deal with depression, and we didn't deal with all of this anxiety, and we didn't deal with all of this. Yeah, that's because your parents didn't screw you.
Yeah.
So let's be honest about
that. The world we're growing up in is not the world that you grew up in.
Yeah, it's not rainbows and unicorns, and...
You didn't know what health insurance was, were forced to pay it.
Yeah,
for example.
You could actually afford to just go to the doctor when you got sick.
Yeah.
So.
See, we pay so much in health insurance, I haven't been to a doctor in like a year and a half, 2 years now.
Yeah. So, but before you get too critical of the kids coming up and the things that they're dealing with or not dealing with well, remember who created the situation that they're trying to grow up in before you get too harsh.
They just did a study. I can't remember who it was, but somebody just did a study, and they said that the generation, my actual generation, is the first generation since the Depression to be such penny pinchers that we reuse foil and things like that.
Yeah, we will be the first generation in American history to inherit a lower...
standard of living.
Yeah, lower standard of living than the generation before us.
I just thought that study was like, it just went, my eyes went, poof, wow.
Yet but, we're the ones that are in the wrong because we don't buy into anything we're taught.
We're the me generation.
Yeah, the lost generation.
Yeah, we will be.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you want to listen to some more downer stuff, hopefully we'll get into some something that will make you guys a little bit happier here in the state of Jefferson. But really, the only way to fix it is to create a state of Jefferson. We really can't push that enough.
Yeah, so, and it needs to be national. Take your representation back. Demand your representation. Demand your voice. Yep. Demand your say in government so that you can defend yourself, so that you can defend your children.
Yeah.
So... And we've got to sneak out to our break here.
So you can call in at 605-4567. Let us know what you think about all this. What you think of the generations. What you think of America. Let us know. We got to hear from you and not just in the chat room where you guys get all crazy and whatnot. But you can follow us in there at kcnr1460.com if you do want to jump in on the fun. So we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. We're not the same, dear, as we to be. The seasons have changed, and so have we. There was little we could say, and even less that we could do to stop the ice from getting thinner under me.
This is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. We dig into the politics of public policy, land use, and Agenda 21. We cover smart growth, immigration, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and the many, many scams of sustainable development.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
Join us for We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan and holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more.
Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Beginning October 1st, the KCNR 1460 daily lineup changes with Laura Ingram from 9 a.m. to noon. Then, noon to 3, America's favorite financial and political analyst, Dave Ramsey, with one of the highest-rated programs on the radio today. Mark Levin will remain at 3 to 6, followed by Dennis Miller and Roger Hedgecock. KCNR 1460 with Nate Arborea on sports and more local programming than anyone else in Northern California. KCNR 1460, the pulse of the North State.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back, State of Jefferson. So, we're trying to get into some of the things that have been passed and what's coming down the pipe from the state of California. And this portion of our show is being brought to you by Smart Energy, Energy in Motion, that's SADC Enterprises. If you have concerns about smart meters or dirty electricity, if you want to lower your electric bill, these are the guys that you need to talk to. They have a device for your home that's extremely easy to install. Basically, you plug it in. It cleans up the amperage flow in your home. It'll help your machines run faster. It'll help your computers run cleaner. It'll lower your electrical bill. And you can find them at Energy in Motion MT. That's Mike Tango, energyinmotionmt.com. And as always, thanks to our sponsor, SADC, for that. And with that, we're back and talking about the things that are coming from the state of California. I don't know, you want to get into the gun issue?
Yes, I think that we definitely should, because there were four anti-gun laws that were passed.
Well, there were several. The one that concerns me the most is the ability of law enforcement to seize your firearms.
But it's the manner in which they would seize it that concerns me, because a couple of relatives of mine are law enforcement officers, there is already a law for that. It's called 5150.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a law. It's a penal code. But, you know, 5150, they go and they take your guns because, you know, you're crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you can't
But
be.
There's also some confirmation of that.
There is confirmation. And that's where this law goes too far.
Yeah.
And essentially what this law is let's say Robert's got a beef with me. Mm-hmm. So he calls the county. He goes, hey, you need to take away all of Kayla's guns.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, why? And you go, well, I think she's a danger to herself and others. Now they have to do it.
Yeah.
So Robert would walk into court. I have not been notified of this.
Yeah.
He tells the judge exactly what he told the cops. The judge then issues a warrant, although apparently it's up to his judgment whether or not he will or not. And at that point, a warrant is issued. But this is a search warrant for the entire home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a search and seizure for all of the weapons. So, essentially, the county, which is the sheriff's department, they then get this warrant, and they come out to my house. Again, I have not been notified of any of this. You know, I open the door, and they say, oh, we're here to take all your guns. I cannot resist. They have a warrant. They have the ability to take all of the weapons. And here's mm-hmm. the catch. Let's say they miss one.
Yeah.
Now the county is liable if I go out and do something with that gun.
Yeah.
They're liable, which means I can sue the county, which means, well, who pays county bills?
We do.
Taxpayer does. Yeah. So this is a terrible law.
It is. It's terrible on different fronts. And what about the Fourth Amendment?
Mm.
Due process of law, the ability to face my
accuser. The Constitution is too vague a document to be enforced, Robert.
Oh, don't say that. That's a personal attack.
That's it.
Okay. You know, according to certain people around here, telling the truth is a personal attack.
Yes. We're not supposed to do that, remember?
Well, if you take the truth as a personal attack, maybe you better start paying attention to what you say and do.
Yeah.
And if you're a person that believes we shouldn't state the truth and highlight people as who and what they are because it becomes uncomfortable or because it might upset the people that you spend your time drinking cocktails with, well, then there's a serious problem.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can no longer speak truth, we've already lost. It's a reason that freedom of speech was put in the Bill of Rights first. That's why it's the First Amendment. It is the most important thing is the ability to speak up and to say it.
Yeah.
You know?
Boo just piped in and said that it has to be a family member to get the restraining order. But what kind of family member? Do you know? Does it have to be immediate, like father?
Second cousin,
third cousin, third cousin once removed, ex-wife, maybe? Is that still a family member?
Yeah. Does in-laws count?
Do in-laws count?
I mean, legally they are family.
Yeah.
I don't get along with, well, my current in-laws I do. I've had some in-laws before I did not get along with at all.
But are they still your in-laws? Because legally you're divorced. So where does this?
Yeah, I mean, there is. There's a lot of questions.
It's too vague. What is family? Does adopted count? Does dating count? What if they're domestic partners and they're not legally married? Are they still family?
Yeah. There is a lot of questions there.
Maybe they should just stop passing laws. I'm just saying, because, you know, we're just spitballing
what technically
right now
qualifies as family.
Yeah, what if you live with somebody
legally,
15 years?
Legally, you can leave your entire estate to a pet as family.
I don't think the pet can call the sheriff's department, though.
Could you call the sheriff's department on your pet?
Can the pet legally own a firearm?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, if you left the entire estate to it, the pet could own the firearm.
Okay.
That's really weird. That's
to
funny.
Get completely ridiculous and silly and outside of the box.
We need some of that today, some levity.
If a pet can be considered family for legal reasons that you can leave them their estate, and they've established precedent that a pet can be considered part of the family, and your dog bites somebody, and they go, oh, well, that member of the family is a danger, can then they show up to take your guns away because, you know, a member... there's a person residing in your house that's a danger?
That's now a felon. You know, the equivalent of felon in doggyhood.
Yeah. And like I said, that's a completely ridiculous hypothetical. But that's to highlight the point is where are the guidelines on this? And as Kayla so rightly pointed out, at the end of the day, who gets stuck with the liability of this?
Yeah. And that's the one that concerns me the most is because it's going to be you, the taxpayer. It's not the county.
Yeah.
It's you. And you're liable.
And what if the sheriff is out enforcing this law?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it gets shot down as unconstitutional and a violation of the Second Amendment.
Now they can sue you because you have illegally searched and seized their weapons.
Yeah. So by enforcing the law, the sheriff could open himself to liability while enforcing
the lawsuit, which is your liability.
Yeah. Which is our money being wasted on poor law.
Yeah.
So,
you gotta love it.
It just keeps going, only in California. And it just keeps going and it keeps going and it keeps coming. And where does it stop? I mean, where do people finally stand up and say enough is enough?
Well, I think we need to go back and ask Thomas Jefferson and George Washington that. And it was only a 3% tax on bread. Okay.
So. I'm pretty sure if Washington and Jefferson and Franklin and Adams and those guys were alive, they would have slapped our parents 20, 30 years ago and said, "What are you doing?"
I would say our great-grandparents.
Yeah.
Let's go back to 1870.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we do have a caller on the line, but that'll probably take a minute. So we are going to go ahead and get to our last break. And before that, I would like to mention that this portion of the show and for the coming month is sponsored by Revolt. And vote no on Measure B. Mm-hmm. As always, we encourage everybody, inform yourself. Don't take anybody's word for it. Yeah. Go to Revolt. take a look at the information and the facts behind the Turtle Bay land deal.
And then head on over to Revive and check out theirs and
check
see
out
if
their
you
website
can't,
too.
Can't poke the holes in all those arguments and stuff. Because at the end of the day, you have to be an informed voter.
That's
you
true.
You have to.
So pay attention to
yeah.
it. And I think if you do your due diligence, you'll mm-hmm. absolutely understand why Measure B is bad.
Yep.
So, and with that, we better scoot off to our break.
We should. You can call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Tearing down a dirt road, rebel flag flying, coon dog in the back. Truck bed loaded down with beer and a cold one in my lap. Earnhardt sticker behind my head and my woman by my side. Tailpipes popping, the radio's rocking, country boy can survive. If you got a problem with that, you can kiss my cunt.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountain side.
I could listen to this song forever.
You know,
I just love this song. It's so beautiful.
It's weird. As an Irishman, it makes me peaceful and want to fight at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
like, wait till the song's over, though. Then I'll kill you.
Yeah.
But right now, we're just going to listen.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we have the best taste in music in the North State.
It is pretty good.
We might have made that up right there, but possible. We might.
Not to toot our own horn, but it is pretty decent, I think.
And all the music brought to you by Robert, who is much more culturally diverse in music than I am.
So. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get to our caller. Charles, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Good morning,
well,
Charles.
Thank you for holding
you?
On.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing okay. There's been a whole bunch of information coming out about Measure B that's been posted to the Shasta Elections Digest Facebook page you might want to look at.
Okay.
We'll do.
Take a look at that.
Yeah.
Whole bunch of research into the illegality of what McConnell and what Turtle Bay and the city have been trying to do for the past several years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was actually looking into some documentation that goes all the way back to 1987.
Yeah, you sent me some of that. Very interesting. Who all is involved and has been over the years, and the names that repeat and the names that don't.
Yeah, names like Bassetti and Dahl, and you know, there's a lot of these people that are still around, but now behind the scenes. Well, Bassetti's not exactly behind the scenes, but I mean,
he will be soon though. He'll be rolling
Riverfront
back.
Plan has been in place for a long, long time. Yeah. So, and it's a culmination.
And there's also some educational pieces there too on the Shasta Elections Digest Facebook page. Yes, shameless promotion. about ground leases in general. For instance, a ground lease by design is intended to suppress property values. And number two, the lessee owns, in a ground lease, owns all improvements for the duration of the lease. That is typical. And yet, we're told that, you know, Turtle Bay has made some great sacrifice by agreeing to do what they've intended to do anyway.
Well, this plan has been in place since before Turtle Bay was even Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
This goes back to when Turtle Bay was a swamp and it was the Carter House.
Oh, yeah.
Right, well, are we talking 92?
No, we're talking like 86, 87.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've traced it that far back so far. And, I mean, there's even discussion and drawn plans for a hotel going back that far. You know, so for them to be promoting this thing like it's some new idea, it's not. I mean, they've been after this for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Well, don't keep those hotel plans to yourself.
Okay. Yeah, I should still have the document, and I can shoot them to you.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So, all right.
But, yeah, there's a whole bunch of primarily legal research on the Shasta Elections Digest Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, for those of you who are interested, because I know that for me, I have to see something. If I hear it, I'm going to be like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Head over to Facebook and head onto the Shasta Elections Digest page. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so hopefully you'll get
kind of
hints off that.
It's the one with the American flag and Scales of Justice logo.
Okay.
Okay.
Easy to see.
And as always, we urge people, don't take our word for it.
Yeah,
don't take anybody's word
for it. That's right. Don't ever take my word. Don't take the other side's word. Don't take anybody's word. Go look yourself.
Yeah.
And then you decide who's telling the truth. You know.
Because if you don't, you might end up with electing people who seem to think whose idea of budgeting is to make plans make plans first and then appropriate money without any idea of where that money's supposed to come from.
That's true.
Sounds like California.
It does.
Well, it sounds like a certain city council candidate too.
Well, we don't want to touch the local politics too terribly much.
Yeah, we don't have enough time at this point.
Yeah. So.
But thanks for calling in, Charles. It's always good to hear from you.
Slava Stata Jefjerson.
And that's Vidania, Charles.
So, and, you know, as we were saying, don't ever take our word for it.
Mm-mm.
You know, if you disagree with us, if you don't like what we have to say, if the truth that we speak is uncomfortable, I volunteer myself. You know, go find your research.
And bring it to us.
And
we
bring
want to
it
see
to
it.
Us.
Yeah.
Present your evidence. You know, say, this is why I think you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in short, come at me, bro.
And I know, at least for the Shasta Lantern, is if you've got an opposite opinion, tell them. They'll print it.
Yeah, we'll print it.
As long as you can back up with fact, that's all I know the chief editor wants. So back it up with facts, send it over, email it to shastalantern@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they'll print it for you. So do it. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, well, it's partisan. It's only one-sided. Well, maybe only one side is making the effort to actually get the word out.
Well, that's
maybe
true.
To do it too.
As a perfect example, in this month's edition, there is an argument against Measure B.
Mm-hmm.
And we offered the Shasta Lantern offered the same thing to Revive. And Revive has put on their Facebook page that because of the Brent Weaver article that we put out, that they withdrew their ability, or they withdrew their article from the Shasta Lantern.
But that's a bunch of crap.
It is.
They never sent it.
They never sent it. It's 13 days past the deadline. Yeah. We gave them a deadline of October 20th, and I have all of the emails to verify it.
Which we might print next month's edition.
Yeah, we
that
probably
might be kind
will.
Of fun.
Yeah, and the beautiful personal attack by Rocky Slaughter, the head of Revive. We could probably go ahead and print
Didn't
that,
Didn't he send
too.
You a really cute email?
It was. I don't think we're going to be taking any long, windy walks. I'm so disappointed. You know.
No hand-to-hand down by the beach? Nothing like that?
No, no. Mm. No kissy. But,
no bromancing?
Yeah. But, I mean, that's why we say inform yourself. Don't believe anybody. Okay? Because there is a ton of misinformation. There is a ton of misdirection. There's a ton of outright lies out there. You know, when somebody says, oh, well, we've withdrawn our story from the Shasta Lantern. No, you didn't. You missed the deadline by 2 weeks.
Yeah. And we held the paper for a week.
Yeah.
That's the cute part. We actually held the paper for a week so that we could make sure we had all the facts on an individual article that we put in on the front page. Mm-hmm. And that's that.
Yeah. So, like I said, if you don't agree with us, fine. But do yourself the favor of doing your research and knowing what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because if you engage with us, we are going to be armed with facts. We're going to be armed with evidence. Because we don't say anything until it has been thoroughly researched and thoroughly looked through. And we are comfortable that we're on firm ground.
Yeah.
Okay. We're the minority here. We're the underdog. We're the ones that have the most to lose. So we are very careful about knowing exactly what we're talking about and exactly what we're doing before we do it.
Well, the key phrase to the article that was printed was when the person it was printed about was on the radio. You know you're talking to a politician when they say, yes, I did that, but I wasn't wrong.
Well,
either you did it and you were wrong, or you didn't do it and you weren't wrong. You can't do it and still be right. You know, there's not really...
Well, that's the other thing, too.
That's legalese right there.
Is... You know, the person in question is not even denying the facts of the article.
Yeah.
He fully admits that everything in the article is true. What he is denying is that he violated law.
Do you want to read it?
Yeah, I think I'll wait till Monday, 7 o'clock, for Carl Bott to read it.
Ah, so you're going to want to tune in to Carl Bott's show at 7. Do it at 8. Most people don't even get on until 8.
Carl wants me at 7.
Carl wants you at 7? Well, that's because nobody's listening at 7.
I know.
I'm not even awake at 7. My kid's not even awake at 7.
I know.
You're going to make me get up at 7?
Yep.
I don't want to get up at 7.
Be awake at 7. Hey, the price of freedom and liberty is eternal vigilance. I can't even argue with that one.
I can't. I'm sitting here. I'm like, argh.
Come at me, bro. So,
fine. I'll be up at 7.
And, you know, I really don't want to get into it too much because it's not a State of Jefferson thing, you know, despite what Record Search Light says.
But what is a State of Jefferson thing is if there is malfeasance out there, let us know. We'll look into it. We'll find it. We'll print it. We'll give people a chance to argue both sides on it. And that's really, when it comes to the media, when it comes to even radio, because radio is part of media.
Yeah.
You're not really supposed to have an opinion, but we're partisan here. That's fine. Whatever.
But we're not. We're not partisan. I mean,
well, actually, no, not partisan. Not partisan in the traditional sense. But we fall on the Jefferson side, so that would be partisan when you have California and Jefferson.
But
however,
we are perfectly willing to discuss both sides.
Yeah, we
put
want
us to.
To
the test.
And the same thing with Shasta Lantern. I know they'll print both sides because they have ethical journalists over there. And we're not going to pick and choose and swamp stories that we don't like.
Yeah.
If you've got something on, for example, like Jones or Quinn or Cad, and they're doing something illegal, please send it to us. We'll put it on the front page, too.
Tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's what we
don't like it at all.
That's why the paper's named The Lantern, is because we are here to shine the light of truth.
I believe the phrase was, wherever darkness is, we will be there.
Just something like that.
Yes.
Something catchy and snazzy.
Yes.
So
we like to fight. Our arrows will block out the sun. You know, the whole bit of it.
All of that good stuff.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you could make it up the hill to Weaverville.
6 p.m. 6 p.m. at the Victorian Inn.
Yep, at the Victorian Inn. That's right as you come into town there. Mm-hmm. You go past the big sign, Chamber of Commerce, Rotary, Eclampus Vitus, blah, 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 blah. And drive down there and take a ride into the Victorian Inn. Come hear what
beautiful.
We have to say.
Yeah.
Ask questions. Tell us we're crazy. Whatever you want to do, but don't sit back and do nothing.
Yeah.
There's been way too much of that going on for absolutely way too long.
Yeah.
And it's got to change.
And you have to do it now because we're getting to the point where what's for our kids' kids?
Nothing.
Nothing.
At this point, nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, literally
you don't have
nothing.
An option. You have to do something now. You either live on your knees
mm-hmm.
or you fight on your feet.
Yeah, and if you don't agree with the state of Jefferson, give us your solution. Tell us what your idea is.
Yeah.
But don't sit back and do nothing. Don't come up with no ideas and then shoot down everything else somebody else is trying to do.
Yeah. Yeah, get involved. That's all we want from you. Get involved.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all we want to do.
Yeah. There's many things to get involved in. We'll keep you guys happy with that. Mm. So that's our show. There's no signer segment today. I've had the longest week of my life, I believe.
Yeah, it's been a long
one. It's been a long one. Yeah. And I'm still recovering from the reenactment, so that doesn't help you.
Yeah. But sitting in the foxhole listening to the artillery rounds go over.
Yes. Yes. We'll be back next week, though. So this is the Jefferson State of Mind, and it's time to make it your show.
It is, absolutely.
Yes.
Have
Enjoy.
A good weekend.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Ebola virus is capturing a lot of attention these days in Dallas after days of scrutiny about their treatment. A family that was living in the Texas apartment where an Ebola patient was staying when he got sick was finally moved to a private residence, and the cleanup began in earnest. Meanwhile, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins stresses that the woman, Louise Tro, and her son and two nephews have done nothing wrong.
They are good people, kind people, people who care about their community. And they're obviously worried about their own health. They're concerned about your health as well.
Also at SRNews.com, authorities say a medical helicopter has crashed a few blocks away from a North Texas hospital where it was headed at the time, killing a patient it was transporting and seriously injuring the pilot.
It's burned pretty much up. It looks like a charred mess, I tell you.
That's Wichita Falls Fire Chief John Reese.